to what will turn out to be an historic night near the University of Tulsa. From 11th and Harvard, this is the TU Preview. I'm Sean Thiemann, joined alongside by co-host Cowboy Bill Watts and former Tulsa All-American, former Seattle Seahawk in the NFL, Steve August. It's Tulsa hosting New Mexico. The Golden Hurricane coming tonight 2-0, 1-0 in Conference USA. New Mexico's 1-2, 0-1 in the Mountain West, but coming off a huge, huge victory last week against the Arizona Wildcats, a 36-28 win. Why will this be so historic tonight, you ask? That stadium right there, that big video board, guys, the big new press box, that'll recruit players, right?
Oh, man, Steve August, you got to be just jumping up and down at all this because you were here in some of the dry years, weren't you?
Well, yeah, but this stadium has been sort of an eyesore for quite some time. And when I played back here in the 70s, it was 40,000-seat stadium, and it was not that old because they had done the remodeling in the late 70s and moved it up to the 40,000-seat stadium. And it wasn't that bad, but, you know, through the 80s and then the 90s, and, you know, we fell behind most of the programs in Division I football. So it's the last, really looks like the last piece on the TU campus as far as athletics to be done. And it's a long-awaited arrival of this redone stadium.
Well, I can tell you the visitor's dressing room was never a piece of art, was it?
Yeah, well, that's usually the case most places.
Yeah, that's right, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yes.
But this is just beautiful, and of course you're right. And when you stop and think the enrollment here, isn't this still one of the smallest schools in Division I, and to have these facilities, it's just fantastic.
Yeah, it is the smallest, and I think budget-wise, we still are in the bottom half of Conference USA. They've done a great job. You know, President Stedman Upham has done a great job of helping support the athletic program. I think, you know, it's been difficult over the years because there really hasn't been a lot of presidents. And then you got the Board of Trustees, and they just have not released a lot of money into the program. And, you know, football really carries programs, and it's difficult when you get 15, 20,000 to a game sometimes to be able to carry all the other sports.
Well, not to speak of when you're out there recruiting and trying to get the athletes to play, if you don't have the scholastic programs that fit athletes and at least give them something they can do, you know, because the high scholastic standards here at TU for years, I know Dave Rader used to always talk about how tough it was to get guys where they could not only get in but stay in with the scholastic standards. So you got to have some cooperation. It's not knocking it down. It's just saying we got to have some programs here that guys can come that want to be athletes that they can do okay in.
Yeah, and it's a different environment than an OU or an OSU. And, you know, I think there's enough good athletes around to be able to accommodate schools like this and still have OU and OSU get some really good players too.
Yeah. Todd Graham earlier this week, guys, held a press conference as he does each and every week, and he talked specifically about opening basically a new Chapman Stadium. Here's Todd Graham not only talking about the opening of the stadium, but also the opponent, the New Mexico Lobos.
Yeah, I talked to our kids a lot this week about, you know, years that this program, that people have worked and looked forward to this day. You know, I talked to Dave Rader and Coach Cooper and got a chance to visit with F.A. Dry the other day. And this was, you know, their vision and dreams to have what we have now. And go from having, in my opinion, 5-6 years ago, we probably had the worst Division I-A facilities maybe in the country, to now having, I think, the best facilities in Conference USA. And not anybody in the country has a nicer facility than what we have now. You know, coming at home is something that our kids always, we've always played extremely well here in my tenure here. I've told the kids just make sure we're not distracted because the number one thing that we need to do to honor our fans and our contributors that have made the stadium happen is to win. Played three games, three very, very good opponents in TCU, A&M, and Arizona, and they have shut every one of them down. And I think Arizona had a little over 300 yards, and no one else has had 300 yards against them total offense yet. So they're one of the best defenses in the country.
Well, those are the comments of TU head coach Todd Graham. And Steve August, you were talking about Todd Graham, that he's maybe taking this program to heights that some maybe never dreamed that it could go to.
Yeah, well, Steve Craigthorpe was a great find for this school, what, 6 years ago or so when we hired him. And, you know, I thought he was the Messiah because he brought in the greatest assistants, at least it appeared to be the greatest assistants, and they did a tremendous job of turning this thing around. And then to lose him was tough, but to bring Todd into here, and I'll tell you, he's just done some things that I just cannot believe. You know, Craig Thorpe tried to bring in the football letterman and get him involved, but Todd's taking it to another level.
Well, and Craig Thorpe, what he did in my eyes, Steve, is I'd watch Burns destroy these kids, where he was a kind of coach that tore down, tear down, tear down, tear down. He tears your self-esteem down. He tore down everything. This guy, if they ever hung him for being a good football coach, they'd have hung an innocent man. And Craig Thorpe came into that chaos and picked everybody up. So what a heck of a deal. Now, just like you said with Todd Graham, is his intensity, his embracing of all the guys to get the guy, because all that history, all that tradition is so important. But he's just a different cat, and it sounds like he's. I know Pat Jones is so deeply impressed with him too.
Yeah, well, and he's got a vision that this team can be a BCS bowl team. Now, a lot of people might laugh at that, but you know, when you see a Boise State and you see Hawaii get in there, it's possible. You know, you play good in the non-conference games and play some good, decent teams,